And here we go. This is L-Dub from the IHateBroccoli.com News in My Briefs podcast. It's time for the Bugcast, episode 499.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
You know there ain't another girl like her in the city. No, you know she looks so good, but she ain't so pretty. You know you oughta pump the brakes. I can't tell you why. Don't you let it go. Well, I'm the line, and finally I'ma let you know you're somewhere in between my lanes. Hey, you know there ain't another girl like her in the city. Yeah, yeah, you know she looks so good, but she ain't.
Awesome kicking starter was Always the Alibi with Ain't Another Girl from Dallas in Fort Worth, Texas.
Try again.
Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Texas, Dallas, where, yeah, whatever.
It's a region called
Fort Worth.
Dallas, Fort Worth.
Right, okay. That is the third track of theirs we played. I think Dave played the first two and I stole that one. No. They're influenced by British Indian US alternative rock. Their music crackles with energy, carefully crafted melodies with textured vocals. Find out more by checking out Always the Alibi. Now, it says here, I played their track Beautiful Girl,
But yes, you did.
You played a track as well.
Yes, you played the first one. So don't accuse me of playing the first two. You played the first one on 497, My Beautiful Girl. And then I played I Love How You Loved Me last week. So 3 weeks in a row. Must be good. So welcome, one and all. This is the podcast episode 499. The last normal show before we enter our next decade. Well, I mean, okay, you could be forgiven for thinking, when has this show ever been normal?
Well, we certainly aren't, so.
well, exactly. Although I do have 18 months head start on you. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music and probably something to talk about. I don't know, maybe not. yes, so, yeah, this is our last standard show before we enter a series of five specials in a row. I have seen that a number of you have put through some of your memories for episode 500, which is next week, incidentally. But this is your last chance, really. We only have another few days in which we can accept submissions for episode 500. So if you would like to tell us your most prevalent memory or memories of the Bugcast over the last 10 years, then please go to thebugcast.org/celebrate and the details will be there for you to be able to tell us what your memory is. We've had a good few, but we could do with some more. And I know there are some people who said they were going to, but haven't yet, not looking at anybody's particular Swiss direction. So it is.
Is that Yannick by any chance? Oh, sorry.
Don't. This is Don't Be a Stranger with their track Making Use.
Waiting for the right time. Cause I was never good at goodbyes. Waiting for my mistakes to fade. Cause I'm so tired of the way I feel. Distracted by the worst parts, hindered by the view. And it's not because I'm lazy, my heart's back at the start. But I'm used to this. Here we are again. Well, I'm so sorry that I used. But isn't it proof to you that I'm breaking down? And you heard it all before. So once again we run this course, making use of the time we have until it's gone. And it won't be that long. The time will tell that I was wrong. It always tells that I was wrong. Surrounded by clouds above my head. So please don't judge me for all the words that I said. I'll keep it hidden, I swear. Wait to bleed at night. But I was never good at promises. I'm so sorry that I used. But isn't it proof to you that I'm breaking down? And you heard it all before. So once again we run this course, making use of the time we have until it's gone. And I'm so sorry I couldn't wait. I felt all the good parts start to run away. What's with sorry that I used, but isn't it proof to you that I'm breaking down? You heard it all before. So once again we run this course, making use of the time we have until it's gone.
this chorus, making use of the time we have until it's gone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake, and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
What they say is true. Change will come.
That was Bert Gerard, or Gerard, with Glass, from Oswego in New York. He's a musician who also does other projects. Nice and short and sweet. Find out more by checking out Bertiered Projects.
Bert.
Sorry. BertGeradProjects.com.
Yes. And as I was going through the Jamendo latest list. I noticed that he'd submitted about 50 or 60 tracks in the last 24 hours. But no, that was good. That was very good. Before that, you heard Don't Be a Stranger with their track Making Use. He's a singer-songwriter, vocalist and guitarist, mainly doing acoustic covers and originals. By no means professional, just weird. Okay. He is from Rochester, but I don't know which one. There are, according to Wikipedia, 19 Rochesters in the US. The one I know is in Ohio, but apparently there's the biggest Rochester is in New York. But I have no idea which one it is. And I have searched, I have looked, and I can't find it.
That's just greedy.
What, having 19 Rochesters?
Yeah, yeah.
There's one in England as well. Ours was first.
Kent?
Yeah, I think it might be, yes.
Shall I look that up while you're with
yes.
me?
Yes. And you can find out more about, well, you can find more material from Don't Be a Stranger at soundcloud.com/ Don't Be a Stranger OK.
I can do geography, oh, me.
Unless OK means Oklahoma, I believe. Is Oklahoma a state?
Oklahoma, I think.
Could be a state. I think there was a Rochester in there as well.
So. And there is a Rochester in Kent. And there's one in Michigan and in New York and in lots of places.
Are you on Wikipedia?
No. K5 Tux, NY, I imagine. Gamer Chick, there's one in Michigan too. K5 Tux.
Oh, I see.
Oklahoma City, Oakley.
Right, so if it's saying Don't Be a Stranger, okay, it means it might be Rochester in Oklahoma.
Cool.
Rochester. Rochester, Wikipedia. There is one in... Oh, no, there's not.
After all that.
There is not a Rochester in Oklahoma, according to Wikipedia.
Cool.
And of course, we know that Wikipedia is right about everything.
Cool. As I say, we had a little bit of excitement down the road.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Yes, we had a bit of a flare up.
Yes, so I dropped Amy off to school, no problem. Went to rejoin the main road, nothing moving. Waited for a little while, people started to go the other way. Thought, yeah, I'll do that as well. Traffic was backed up, so I did like a long way round for a shortcut, but got to work in about 40 minutes, which is about 15 minutes more than usual. Got to work and Dave said, did you get to work okay? I was like, well, there was traffic, I had to go a different route. Went, yeah, that'll be why. And somebody had set fire to a working man's club. Down a hill at a junction. My mum and dad did go past it to go to Dalton and Asda, and they were saying that the hold-up was because they were still tackling the blaze.
Yeah.
And they were manually directing traffic. But it wasn't in a scientific way.
Well, they said that the traffic coming down the hill, so the southbound, was open, but the going up the hill, either side where the working men's club was, was still closed.
But mum was saying that problems were happening. You've got the downhill, which is the main road, and then the other downhill, which is kind of just on a tangent. There was more coming out that downhill than that downhill, and then people were blocking off different bits, and it wasn't
probably,
all.
Probably, yeah.
And then on my way home, even though the fire had long since been put out, there were warnings to avoid the area, and I think that's more because of people slowing down to go, ooh, what's happened there then?
Yeah, and I'm kind of a bit of a loss with certain groups on Facebook because I have seen probably 5 posts in the same Facebook group saying, oh, what's happened down by the Asda at Dalton? The road's closed or it's busy or the... But firstly, have a look on the news because it's there. Secondly, look at the other posts that were made earlier that day in the same group because they gave the answer.
Yeah.
Dear Lazy Web.
But people are there.
I know. And I know it's in people's nature to say, oh, what's going on here? Rather than saying, what's going on here? I think I'll go and check for myself.
Yeah.
It is easier to ask other people, I'll be honest. That's kind of how people treat me at work. Yes.
Cool.
Anyway, it is that time again. Let us cast our eyes downwards and have a look and see. Well, actually, we're not casting down. We're casting across now.
Yeah.
Because our laptops have raised. To have a look and see who is listening to us live on our penultimate show before 500. Over the podcast to talk.
You know, you need like some sort of bedding music while we're doing this to drum it up and go. And joining us live are Alex T, Anna and Peter, Gamertico 2, Gregorius WVP, K5 Tux, Lainey, Feru, and Yannick.
Maybe that's something we could do for the new decade of shows is have a little bit of bedding music. I have thought about whether we should do bedding music for the non topical chat bits, like the start of the show and the chat room bit and the close of the show and stuff like that. But we are looking at the whole production of the show in general, so maybe that's one thing we'll think about making changes. Anyway, so yes, thank you very much indeed to everybody who is listening live right now, of course, over at thebugcast.org/live. And the invitation is extended to absolutely anybody who's listening to this to come and join us on a Friday night at 9:30 PM UK time. It's fun.
Yes, Dave, it is. It is immense
Dave,
fun.
Yes, Dave, it is fun. What?
Anyway, this is While with Choose.
I want to know you. Want to feel how fast my heart would beat if you were close to me. I want to show you. Want to let you loose inside my brain to see if you'd run or stay. I can't seem to look away. I'm hypnotized by you. I'm hanging on to what you say. I'm hypnotized by you. I'm hypnotized. I'm hypnotized. Hypnotizing me. I don't. I'm hypnotized by you.
Ikum Sikum.
Tadamagush.
Shuben Akadi.
Quispansis.
Pokemush.
Skookumachuk.
Waikagama.
Tabansitak.
Homalko.
Wasutna.
Maramashi.
Mamali and Kuala. Kwikwasutunak.
And these are all clearly places that us Canadians have not stolen.
And that Carolyn likely couldn't pronounce.
And I'm Chris.
This is John.
And you're listening to the Bugcast.
Thank you.
Well, that rather cool track was Emerson with Nothing Sink Into Oblivion from Italy. They have no bio, so all I have put is, gotta love a bit of quirk.
It was almost psychedelic.
But it kind of went, it was a bit psychedelic, then a bit instrumental, then it was a bit rocky,
almost,
and then it was a bit
metally to a point.
Yeah, but I liked it because it was different. And to find out more, check out their Jamendo profile, because they seem to have no online presence.
No, that is true. I did check. And before that, you heard While with their track Choose. They say about themselves, it's not just music, but it's the base of all. From the first breath to the last. While is everything there. Sorry, is everything there meanwhile? Yeah. That track was released as a single on Jamendo in January of 2018. You can find out more about the band over at facebook.com/WhileEE or something of similar ilk. They're from Milan in Italy. And I thought her voice was quite striking to me. But although the song itself was sort of 3.5 minutes long, the lyrics tended to be a little bit on the repetitive side. Her voice helped me forget that, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes.
So all in all, I thought it was a really good track. But then again, I would.
Because you chose it.
Because I chose it.
Because you want to.
I don't play Duff tracks, you see. Not to my knowledge, anyway.
You do when you're on the Duffercast. Ah, Duff tracks.
I don't play tracks on the Duffercast.
Oh, you just whitter on. Ha! I mean, you just talk. So I'm too young to be able to take part.
Not for long.
excuse me, still got well over a year to go.
You've got about 18 months to go before you could be a part of Duffercast. Yes.
By which time you'll be inching towards the middle of your days.
Yes.
The big
50? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Sweetheart, I'm 45.
Yeah.
I have quite a way to go yet before 50.
You'll be closer to 50 when I get to 40.
I'm closer to 50 than I was 2 seconds ago.
Yeah. It's just...
If you're going to be like that about it, I'm closer to 60 than I was 4 seconds ago.
Well, let's not rush, eh?
Right. Well, don't write me off so quickly then.
Anyway. Besides, don't they say that you're only as young as the...
As the woman you feel.
Yes.
So I'm nearly 40.
You're nearly 39, thank you. You're even nearly 39. There's still 8 months, well, 7 and a bit months before I'm 39.
That's nearly 40.
If
you're trying to say I'm nearly 50...
Paul at work has done a presentation and it includes some pictures of things that we've done with apprentices. And it's like, oh, don't look at that picture anymore. Oh, don't look at that any picture anymore. So all the pictures of me from when I first started that are completely different to who I am now.
Well, I'm going to post a picture of this photo into... In fact, I might actually stick it in the show notes for a laugh. This picture of me... from my security badge, which was taken, I believe, in about 2006, possibly 2007. It's quite a shocking photograph, I have to say.
Yannick said we're also all closer to being dead than 2 seconds ago.
That is such a cheery sentiment. There's really no response to that, other than thanks. This is a welcome return to the show for Mickey Blue with his track "Same Way."
Thank you. differently this time around. You see, I'ma let this beat ride out. Really let it soak. Maybe then you'll feel me. Maybe then you won't. Look. Yeah. I don't wanna leave you, but girl, I gotta handle business. Really wanna make this work. Guess it gotta be long distance. I don't wanna feel no friction, no. I don't wanna feel no pain. I just wanna go then come back. Everything to be the same, like, shit. That's probably not realistic. The only thing you ever wanted from me was commitment. The only thing I ever wanted was to see my vision through and to do it all with you. Do you think about me like I think about you? Tell me, do you feel the same? The same way I do. So tell me, do you think about me like I think about you? Tell me, do you feel the same? The same way I do, yeah. Come and see me for once. You ain't seen me in months. Tell me what's new, what you up to. Look how you grew. Beautiful butterfly broke out your cocoon. I'm sorry, I know it's not fair. I'm sorry, I wish I was there. I wish you could see how much I really care. I hope that you're happy and thriving somewhere. None of this means anything without you. No, 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 no. Don't know what I'm gonna do without you. Without you I cannot go. I don't wanna miss these moments. No, 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 no. So tell me, do you think about me?
Do you think about me?
Like I think about you.
Like I think about you.
Tell me, do you feel the same?
Do you, do you, do you, do you?
The same way I do. So tell me, do you think about me?
Do you think about me?
Like I think about you. Tell me, do you feel the same? The same way I do. Yeah. I've been waiting my whole life to find someone like you. I've been waiting my whole life to find someone like you.
I've been waiting my whole life to find someone like you. I've been waiting my whole life to find someone like you.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Take me, take me, me.
Welcome to my house, buckle up tight. Everybody sings and drinks and laughs and gets high.
I can say a little prayer, I can dance into the light, but I can't seem to get lucky. Can't wait another minute. I think
the Bookcast, baby!
We'll be right back.
And that was a run with Against the World from Ryazan in Russia. Can't beat a bit of Russian rock grunge and post-grunge. They have got a VK page, which is vk.com/runband. On their image, on their profile, it said SoundCloud and Runband, but when I tried it, it said it didn't exist.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, quite an oomphy one there for yes. you.
Awesome. Before that, you heard Mickey Blue with his track Same Way. Now, we have played Mickey Blue a number of times over the last 18 months, and his track Picture Perfect was actually crowned my track of the year last year. This is a brand new track, which was released on Jamendo in January of 2018. You can find out more over at his website, which is mickeyblueofficial.com, and he is from Canada.
And I still cannot ever hear him without thinking of Hugh Grant going, "Forget about it."
Is me, Mickey Blue.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, different Mickey Blue, I think. Right, so that was our penultimate pair of songs. So, actually, it was our last pair of songs, so we don't have any more pairs of songs to go. Next week, the Bugcast episode 500 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday, the 9th of February at 9:30-ish p.m. UK time. This show will be completely and totally driven by you guys, okay? So whatever content you throw to us is what will be featured within the show. So again, please do go along to thebugcast.org/celebrate and tell us what your favourite memory is of the last 10 years of the Bugcast. Doesn't matter if you've been listening for the last 10 years, doesn't matter if you've been listening for the last 10 weeks. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to know what it is that you have the strongest memory of this show. We will be accepting submissions and suggestions for that until probably Thursday, the 8th. Because there'll have to be some point where I have to say, look, I need to put this together. But yeah, please do. And what I would suggest is that even if you only have a brief memory, let us know what that is. And then maybe suggest a song that you've heard over the last 10 years that you've really appreciated from this show, and we'll play it again. All right. So let us know either way. Yeah, hopefully, I'm confident next week is going to be an absolutely stonking show. A fitting tribute to episode 500.
Yes.
And then, that was Mickey Blue Eyes as well, wasn't it? No, that was Dude, Where's My Car? That was Eat Cookie, wasn't it? That was Mickey Blue. I've completely lost my thread now.
Sorry.
yes, and then from next week, we'll then be asking for submissions for episode 503, which will be the listener's choice for the last year best songs. But we will not bother you with that for now, because I want you to concentrate on sending us your memories.
Yes, because if I remember correctly, 501 is mine, 502 is
501
yours.
Is Moose Tunes, 502 is Dave's Faves, and then 503 will be the listener's choice. And then 504 will be a special show to mark our 10th anniversary of this show, which will be put together by myself and Caroline combined. We think we may have
a thing
for the show, which I think is going to work. We need to thrash it out a bit.
It's got two choices.
Sorry?
It'll work or it won't work. It'll
work or it won't work. Are we going to go with that one then?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So in the next week or two, we'll let you know what that is. But yeah, it should be really good. So it is last track time. And this is a very welcome return for Daisy May to the show. Daisy May is a French band which was formed in Paris in 2003. They started as a cover project of US and UK songs from the late 60s and early 70s, performing under the name Dish, D15H. Interesting little story here, little tidbit of how they got their name. Serge from the band, having just returned from a team-building seminar in Yorkshire, discovered, stuck inside an old dusty cupboard of a bed and breakfast, the diary of a young woman called Daisy May. Now, this Daisy May appears to have been an English singer from the 40s whose, and bear with me here, this is a quote, whose career was as ephemeral as a sailor's breakfast on the USS Utah in Pearl Harbor in December the 7th, 1941. And I think that was a reference to the fact that the USS Utah was actually sunk in port on the 7th of December 1941, meaning that soldiers didn't get sailors didn't get their breakfast because it had already sunk. But that might have been in bad taste, but they wasn't my words. This Daisy May was engaged in an extraconjugal relationship with a chap called Jim, who was a neurasthenic boogie woogie drummer. And in her
what?
A neurasthenic.
I
did look it up. It basically means ill. In her diary, she tells about her dreams and her disillusions as a liberated woman. And it was from there that the band decided to put the life of this young woman into music. We last played Daisy May on episode 239 in 2012 with the track Upside Down Inside Her Head. And then Caroline then included that same track on her Best Of in February 2014. This track that we're about to play you was actually taken from the band's Last Jazz in Paris album, which was released in Jamendo in January 2018, and which is recorded in Bop City, which is a famous jazz studio in Paris. I'm uncertain, however, as to whether the word last in the name of the album means most recent or final. Hopefully not the latter. You can find out more about Daisy May over at their official website, which is daisymay.com. The track we're going to play out for you this evening is Some of My Fears. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Some of my fears, the sum of Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Otherside Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.